This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we talked about this week, and this is just, appalling to me. And I don't get it. I don't understand the machismo mentality of men. To me, that seems like it is a reaction to being very insecure about one's masculinity, or just being a very simple-minded person. Sex toys continue to be thrown onto the floor at WNBA games. Now, why can't people turn in the people who are throwing these sex toys onto the court? They're throwing these sex toys out on the court. Why? I mean, it's not like you can do that and nobody would notice. I mean, somebody around you would notice that you've got this thing and you're throwing it out onto the court. And I guess, the question is, why is this happening? Somebody sent a text this past week when we were talking about it, and they said something about men being jealous of these WNBA players because so many of them are lesbians. Now, I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know which ones are lesbians. I don't know which ones are not lesbians. Maybe there's some stats on this that I've missed. So I don't know who's a lesbian. I don't know who's not. There might be a very few lesbians in there. Caitlin Clark, a very prominent NBA player, I think she's straight. I think Bayou Barbie, Angel Reese, I think she's straight. But, I don't know. So it seems like maybe men are jealous and maybe they're angry of lesbians. Because if you think about it, lesbians totally reject their plumbing. Lesbians totally reject what men have that makes them different. And lesbians don't need men, don't care about men. And maybe men are insulted by that. But if you're insulted by that, why don't you just celebrate the fact that there are a bunch of gay guys out there that want you? So, I guess it kind of evens out. But, this is just such childish behavior, throwing sex toys out onto the court of the WNBA during games. It's really sophomoric, and it doesn't make guys look good. There are enough reasons for women to hate us. We shouldn't do stupid stuff like this to make them hate us even more. So I don't understand the wisdom of that, and there really doesn't seem to be any logical excuse for doing this. I'm sure some people are laughing. Oh, yeah, that's really funny. But, it might be that some men are jealous of lesbians because lesbians don't need them. And men can be very insecure, and they feel like they need to be needed. And if there's a group of people that doesn't need them, then they might react. All right, let's see what else. President Trump is predicting that if the courts strike down his tariff plan, that the country's going to go into a Great Depression. I don't think that's true. I was really shocked yesterday. I talked about the possibility of a recession, and I could not believe some of the reaction that we got. People were just really, really upset with me even talking about that. And I talk about it because there are a lot of, I've noticed in the news, there are a lot of economic experts talking about the possibility of a recession. No guarantee that it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. I'm not pushing forth saying, yeah, we need a recession. Let's get a recession and make President Trump look bad. No, if we have a recession, that's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt you. I don't want there to be a recession. You can think what you think about how I feel about Donald Trump, but I want what's best for America, always. And a recession might not be good for America. It might be good in terms of an economic correction, which we talked about yesterday, but I was really surprised by the reaction from people who just didn't even want to mention it. You know, we're in hurricane season, and there's a possibility that we may be hit by a storm. So relating it to that, you know, we prepare for hurricanes, and it's time to talk about hurricanes. It doesn't mean I hope one comes, but it does mean that we should all be prepared for the possibility of a hurricane. So yesterday I was just talking about the possibility of a recession. If one happens, many people are going to blame President Trump because of the tariff plan and because of other things that are in place. And so I guess that's why some MAGAites don't want to talk about it, because it's going to make President Trump look bad. Well, look, presidents, again, don't have that much direct control over the economy. But this president, with the taco tariff plan, it seems like this has had an impact on the economy. It went into effect yesterday, so we'll learn more about this as time goes on. We'll learn more about this, you know, over the next, I guess, couple of weeks. So anyway, we have a lot to talk about on the show this afternoon. Jeffrey Epstein is still alive. Nancy Mace, who is apparently trying to be the next governor of the Palmetto State, South Carolina. She just has a problem with a reporter who is fact-checking her at the moment, and she didn't like that. And also, we are going to talk about the White House and the reaction to the latest episode of South Park. It's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is out of the office and back at the controls as our senior producer. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. We missed you.
Yeah, we missed you. I talked about how you were in a dark office in the back, and you had the visor down on your forehead.
And, yeah, like I'm welding something.
Yeah, and you had the things that hold the sleeves up like a dealer.
Yeah.
You know, you were back there, and you did take a break to get me a snowball, which was really good.
They were damn good, weren't they? I had nectar cream.
I love the Plum Street snowball stand, and that's what I get at Jazz Fest every year. And so I had an ice cream, and I appreciate you getting that for me and a couple of people here in the office, because we could not get downstairs. But it's good to have you out of the office and back on the show.
It's good to be back. I did get a lot done. Thank you for being patient as we get into the really busy part of the year. The Katrina anniversary is coming up. We got our first Saints game on Sunday, so it's a busy time. A couple things before we take a break. You know, you started out talking about the red dress run and how there's some unknowable contingent of men out there who think it's gay to wear a dress. Buddy D would like a word.
Yeah.
You know, even if you didn't attend that parade in a dress, I bet you thought it was cool and hilarious and delightful and a great example of what makes New Orleans a special place. But you don't want to apply that same principle when it's, say, Scoot. Or somebody else.
And why is that? Because Bobby Hebert had a dress on. Think about all the Saints fans, all the men who were Saints fans who had dresses on to celebrate the Saints victory. Because, well, you know, Buddy D's comment.
It kind of gets into my next point, which is that, you know, you say, that's very simplistic thinking. And I think you're being too polite to those people.
Well, I
think
am.
The term I would apply is you're a moron or you're a bigot or you're a pig. The people who are throwing the sex toys on the court at WNBA, they're not simplistic. They're sexist freaks and imbeciles. Yeah. And if you are not one of those terms and you see other men doing that sort of thing or displaying that sort of behavior, stand the hell up and say something about it. This is how it, we cannot count. We should not rely on women to do the job alone of pushing back on this sort of disgusting behavior.
No, it is disgusting. You're right. You're right. And it is. Yeah, I was being kind. I hope people understood when I said simplistic thinking, but you're absolutely right. And men, some men are so insecure with who they are that if there are women, I guess lesbians, they're, and I don't know how many lesbians are in the WNBA. I mean, if you put a
who cares?
Again, it doesn't matter. But, you know, the point is, you know, you're offended by women that don't need your package. They don't need you. They think it's disgusting. But think about the men who are gay who want you.
Yeah, if that helps you get over the finish line, I guess what? You know, go nuts. Stop throwing sex toys at women in any context.
Yeah, it's
ever,
stupid.
Particularly when you have showed up, apparently, I would think, to root on the team. You're there to cheer for the athletes. If you're not there to cheer for the athletes and you're just there to throw a $60 sex toy on the court, pull your bottom lip over your head and swallow. I don't know what else to tell you.
I know.
Excuse yourself from the rest of society because you don't deserve to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.